We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're joined now, as we are every Friday morning at 11:40, by Pirates broadcaster John Wehner. And John, I don't know that I expected what happened last night on either front in Philadelphia. Jake Arrieta, who the Pirates seem to have figured out a little bit of as of recently, was unhittable, and Jameson Taillon all of a sudden looked very human last night. I don't know if I saw that one coming.
No, me neither. You know, we saw Arrieta this spring, and he didn't look like the same guy. And yesterday, he looked better than I think I've ever seen him. I don't think anybody could hit him last night the way his ball was moving around. He was outstanding, and usually when a guy has that much movement, you can't locate it. But he had movement, he had velocity, and he was locating it. He could have went through that game throwing just that sinking fastball. He didn't need anything else. He was that good. And Jameson, yeah, he just couldn't finish guys. Very uncharacteristic for him, you know, getting into some full count jams. And, I mean, he was hurt. I think that whole inning would have been totally different if he doesn't hit Kingery and if the bunt play's made.
John, I want to ask you about the defense in that inning. Which play did you think was worse? What Moran did on that bunt going to the bag, or there wasn't a cutoff man on the single to center field and it scored three runs?
For me, I think that the bunt play's worse. When there's a situation, especially early in the ball game, first and second, and you're playing in for the bunt, and there's a ball bunted at you, you got to make the play. 90% of the bunts that are bunted towards third base, you can't think a pitcher's going to get off the mound and make that play. You have to make it. You have to get the out. They're giving you an out. You got to take the out. I know there are some times where there's confusion and indecision as to whether to come get it or cover the bag. I think that play, it's a no-brainer, especially early in the game. You take the out, you can't expect your pitcher to come off the mound and make that play. And again, it probably just score one run in that inning if you make that play. The outfield, Marte didn't get a whole lot on that throw. The ball was hit hard. You don't expect a guy to go around from first base and score. Obviously, it happened. I don't know exactly what it was, because what ends up happening is this. Okay, if you have runners on first and second, there's a base hit the center. Usually, the second baseman will cover second base, and then the shortstop will line up for third base. With the exception here, the runners are moving, and so you're not going to have a play at third base. And so it's pretty rare to see a guy score from first on a single, but you got to go out there. I know Frazier doesn't play a whole bunch of second base. He started to go out there, and then he retreated to cover second as if it was a routine base hit. Again, if the runners aren't going and there's a routine base hit the center, you're not scoring, and the second baseman covers, the shortstop lines up to third. But that ball hit towards the gap more than straightaway center. You got to go out there. Marte's momentum was kind of going towards the gap. He didn't get a lot on that throw. You got to go out there. Having said that, if your cutoff man's out there, I still don't know if you make that play, if you throw the guy out at the play. But still, it's a play that has to, you have to show a little more urgency and know the situation behind you, that you have speed on first base, that they might try to be aggressive there with two outs. But to me, the damage is done with that base hit. They go up three no matter what. It ends up going up four, and with the way Arrieta was pitching last night, he only needed one.
We're talking to Pirates broadcaster John Wehner this morning. John, the Pirates have lost three out of four, and I guess the common denominator is the bats have cooled off a little bit, which I guess was going to happen considering they were about the best offense in baseball. Boy, Polanco, I see, is down to 185. Bell is down to 263, and those guys came out blazing during the season. Have you noticed anything different in their at-bats, just running into a tough luck with pitchers?
Well, I think you did run into some pretty good pitching with Arrieta. I thought Bettis was good. you know, the lefty, the one lefty, well, Freeland, obviously the Pirates got to Freeland. I'm trying to think who threw before Bettis with Colorado.
Marquez
was outstanding, too. So you did run into some pretty good pitching. Now, Polanco, he got off to that hot start, and he's kind of reverted back to what we've seen with him in his career. And you know, the swing gets out of whack. And, you know, with all the talk about he's in great shape, and I've said, I know we were talking about this, it doesn't matter what shape you're in to hit. His swing has just gotten out of whack a little bit. You know, I guess the one encouraging thing I could sit here and say about Polanco is this. He looked awful his first two at-bats, and he hit the ball extremely hard to center field his next two at-bats. So if the wind's not blowing in, at least one of those, maybe both of them are off the wall, and maybe one of them's out of the ballpark. So maybe he figured something out in his third and fourth at bat last night, but he's got to have that approach where he stays through the middle and quit trying to overpower the ball, overswing, trying to pull the ball, because he didn't look very good his first two at bats. Hopefully those at bats will get him out of his rut. Josh Bell, I thought came out of it that last game in Pittsburgh on Wednesday afternoon. He had some good at bats. Ran into a buzzsaw last night, but yeah, collectively not enough hits, no home runs here recently. Not a lot, other than the Rodriguez homer Wednesday. There it just seems like you know, we haven't been getting that instant offense, and we're not bunching hits. And I do expect this offense to be productive and to score some runs, but obviously your big boppers, you need to be consistent, and right now they're in a funk.
John, what's your theory on why Pirates pitchers didn't stick up for Josh Harrison and Andrew McCutchen last year? You noted it on the broadcast Sunday when Noble went right back at their guy Shuck to start the next half inning after Harrison got plunked. And Harrison noted it too, said, I got hit 23 times last year, and we didn't retaliate until the 24th time. So why do you think it's different this year? What's your take on it?
Well, I think Nova just took it upon himself to protect him. I really do. I think I've been frustrated about this for years, going back to Chapman hitting McCutchen, Cruz hitting McCutchen, Delgado hitting McCutchen. I mean, McCutchen wore some balls over the years, and I'm like, how do you not protect this guy? Why is nobody doing anything about this? And it wasn't just this manager or this coaching staff. It was previous managers, and to me, when guys take liberties, and I don't think there was any intent on Urania's part to hit Harrison, and obviously he gets hurt and he's out for a few weeks, which is frustrating and unfortunate. But I think Nova just took it upon himself to say, hey, I mean, he knew that Harrison had to come out of the game. Harrison was mad. I think Nova just said, hey, I'm just going to protect my guy. It might be the attitude in that clubhouse. Everybody keeps talking about how the culture's changed. It's a different clubhouse. These guys got each other's backs, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard that since day one of spring training, and I think that's just one way of proving it, that, hey, you hit our guy, I'm going to take care of it, whether there was intent or not. And it's funny how that turned out. Kind of old school. Don Mattingly's the manager. You got a guy, Shuck, that's up there at the plate. He just wears it, goes to first. You don't hear any barking from their dugout. Nobody walking towards the pitcher's mound. And no tricking anybody either. That's another thing I like. I've always said, first pitch, if you think your guy got hit on purpose, don't wait till there's two outs. Don't wait for the star player to go up there. You show them that I had a problem with that. First pitch, next at bat. And the umpires had no problems with it. A couple warnings. The game went on. That's the way it used to be done, and that's the way the game kind of polices itself. But I do believe it was just an individual's decision. I think it was Nova's decision to just say, hey, I have a problem with that.
John, I don't know if it's possible, but I'm going to say have a good weekend in Philadelphia. Not one of my favorite cities, I can tell you that.
How the fans treat you, John? Were they warm to you? Did they like that you were a Pittsburgh guy?
Did they do like the Wayner sucks like they do for Crosby?
Oh man, you know what? We were talking about that a little bit last night. That you know, when there's no fans and it's a crappy night, man. You hear everything. I heard them getting on Polanco out in right field last night, and you know that's the way it is. I think it's probably worse in Philly than anywhere else. I remember New York, there was some bad fans, and then Wrigley, right? Wrigley, they got on you, but it seemed a little more fun than hostile.
John, did anyone get on Crosby last night at the Penguins, at the Pirates game? Did you hear any of
Crosby?
That?
Crosby?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay. That's surprising because I figured they would. Hey, John, we got to run. Have a great weekend,
see you,
man.
John.
We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right.
John Wehner, the Pirates broadcast crew, joins us every Friday morning at 11:40.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.